to do now, or the thing I would like you to do, is to once again permit your mind to flow with me. Take a deep breath. And again, permit yourself to feel the beauty of you. To know the beauty of you. And now I would like you to repeat a phrase after me. There is no part of me. Say it. That I have been,
that does not serve me,
toward a better being,
that which was,
can be released,
as I journey forth
into my new being. And I want you to think now of yourself literally stepping through a door. And as you do, before you close that door, I want you to look back into that room. And I want you to see there all the irritants, I want you to see all the times you were ashamed of yourself, I want you to see all the times you doubted yourself. I want you to see the times you were afraid. I want you to see the times when you were guilty. Don't rationalize it. Don't try to excuse it. Just see the times that you were guilty. And now I want you to turn to that room and say, thank you, say it,
thank you.
And goodbye.
And goodbye.
And now I want you to take that door and slam it just as hard as you can. Give that door one big slam. Now take a deep breath and go, and say, onward to the new me.
Onward to the new me.
There is not one thing in that room that you need anymore. You've blessed it. You've put it away, and you've closed the door on it. And now, I want you to feel welling up in you a new sense of peace. I want you to feel that peace and that light and that love filling every hole that those old things fell out of. Every guilt hole is now filled with love and peace. Every shame, every irritant that you've stuck in that room, all those spaces are filled with love and peace. And now, in that loving and peaceful space, I want you to feel descending upon you light. I want you to feel your mind filled with light, and that light is the very highest spiritual essence of you. It is the divine force of you, and it is rightfully yours, and it fills you now. And as that fills and floods your mind, one thing is clear to you. You will succeed. You will achieve. And you will be fulfilled. It is your divine right and has been delivered to you. Don't worry about how. Don't worry about anything right now except the acceptance of your divine right to fulfillment, delivered in place of the garbage you've left behind. Know with a certainty. I want you to say, I accept my divine right to fulfillment. I accept my divine right to fulfillment. I shall be flooded with joy.
My creative forces shall flow.
The wisdom of me shall guide me. And it will become so. Thank you, Creator of us all.
Thank you, Creator of us all.
And now I want you to once again take a deep breath, drawing in energy and drawing in peace and harmony, and know that you are filled with light, filled with purpose and potential, and that it is divinely yours and rightfully yours. There is no thing that you can fear, for you will let the divine purpose and principle of you guide you, so that you need not fear and can achieve. Now take a deep breath and let yourself return to this spot, this place, this time. How did you feel about that one? Good. All right. Don't ever stop using that exercise, because you need to have constantly brought home to yourself the fact that you do have divine rights and that they do fulfill you. As you use them, it takes the fear away.